The Business of African Fashion podcast is all things fashion and business. We specifically talk about how African fashion entrepreneurs can learn, grow, and develop skills to dominate the fashion industry. I'm your host, Victory, and welcome to the show. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Business of African Fashion podcast. I hope that you all have been doing very well, and I hope this episode finds you well. So on today's episode, I will be discussing why customer discovery is so important. So I'm going through this peer accelerator program for my business, Ashwebi Barb. And one of the things that I'm learning in the program is customer discovery. So in a previous episode, I discussed the difference between a startup and a company, right? If you haven't listened to that episode, pause this one and go listen to that episode because it really gives you some background about what we're talking about on this episode. So, and this episode, I'm going to dive a little bit deeper into customer discovery. So on the last episode, I left you all with a question. I said, what is the number one reason why startups fail? And thank you to everyone who contributed to the conversation in the community. It was really good seeing, you know, why you all think startups fail. And to give you the answer to that question, most startups fail because they create something that nobody wants, right? And this is so interesting because you would think that with all of the time, the effort, and the money that's spent, you know, on these startups, that they would have validated their idea before going to market. But actually, a lot of people don't. They just get an idea, they think it's a good idea, and they start creating, and they start raising funds, and they start employing people to create this idea and make it into a product, but they never actually take the time to ask the customer, hey, is this product good for you? Is this something you would like? Does this solve your problem? Do I even have a clear understanding of the problem that you're having, right? So today I'm gonna dive deeper into why that is important. But before we proceed, just a quick housekeeping. We have a vibrant community on Mighty Networks where we dive deeper into the conversations that we discuss on this show. So if you're not yet a part of the community, please go to the show notes, click on the link, join the community. It's 100% free, and we would love to have you in there. It's just a place for you to connect, to grow with other entrepreneurs, and to get access to the resources that you need as you start your business. There's a saying that if you want to go fast, go alone, but if you want to go far, then you have to go with other people. So really encourage you to join the community, come become a part of us, and we'd love to have you. All right, so we're going to dive right into customer discovery, right? And in customer discovery, the summary and the emphasis of this is that the summary is that you're talking to your customers, you're asking them strategic questions. The goal of the customer discovery is to understand the job that your customer is trying to get done, right? So continue with the example of last week with the chiffon outfits for the summer. The job your customer is trying to get done is that they are trying to move around from point A to point B to get their daily job done in a country that is pretty hot, right? So that is the job that they're trying to get done. So customer discovery is really not about you telling them, hey, I have this idea, what do you think about this idea? No, customer discovery is you trying to better understand the job that your customer is trying to get done, right? So you want to understand what exactly is it that they want to get done. Using the example of the restaurant that serves food, the job that the people are trying to get done is that they're trying to eat. Okay, they're trying to eat. That's the job that they're trying to get done. So you, for your business, you want to have a very clear understanding of what job the customer is trying to get done. This episode is brought to you by The Community. The Community is a free online space for African fashion entrepreneurs where we dive deeper into the topics discussed on the show. In The Community, you will have access to lots of resources and be able to connect with fellow entrepreneurs just like you. Go to bit.ly/African Fashion Community to join. Again, that's B as in boy, it.ly/African Fashion Community. See you in there. And you want to ask yourself three questions. The first one is it desirable, right? My product, is it desirable? Do they want it, right? So you ask them, in getting this job done, is this even a job that you want to get done, right? Is this something that you want, right? The second thing we want to ask ourselves is it feasible, right? Can it be built, right? The whatever product, whatever service, whatever thing that you're trying to bring into the market, is it feasible? Can it be built? And then also, is it viable, right? Is this something that we can create with minimum waste to the environment? And also, is it feasible? Is it viable? Is it gonna survive, right? Is this something that will be here? Is this something that we can create and will survive, right? So these are the things that you need to consider in doing customer discovery. And the first thing to remember when doing customer discovery is that you have to get out of your comfort zone, right? So you may find out some things that you probably won't want to hear. And then there are also some things that you will discover that you hadn't thought of as well. And I'm going to challenge you all that are listening to this podcast. If you have a fashion business already, or you're planning to start one, I want you to schedule some conversations with your customers. Yes, you have to get out of your comfort zone. Schedule a Zoom call, a Google Meet call, a phone call with them, something, but it has to be a real conversation. You can't do it through email. You can't do a survey. You can't send Instagram DMs. You have to talk to them in person, because what you're trying to do is you're trying to understand their pain points. You're trying to understand their problem, right? And what happens when you talk to people through a survey or through Instagram DMs? Sometimes, you know, they're multitasking, or, you know, they're not able to communicate what the problem is as effectively as if you were there with them face to face, right? So I want to challenge you to go ahead and schedule some calls with your ideal customers and talk to them and get to, you know what the job is that they're trying to get done. And also, when you're doing customer discovery, remember that there's cognitive bias that we go through as human beings, right? So there's different things that we, just the way that our brain is wired, there's different things that we consider or don't consider when we're talking with people that can lead to bias, right? So we may have too much information, or we may have not enough information, or we might feel panicked, or, you know, there's just things that come into place if we're biased in our conversation. So when you're going into these customer discovery conversations, you want to make sure that you put your bias aside so that you can hear, really, really hear what the customer is saying. So when you're having these conversations with your customer, just listen, make sure you're going with like a pen and a paper or something to take notes with. And what will happen is that you begin to hear a pattern, right? You begin to hear a common thread that will help you understand, okay, this is the job the person is trying to get done, or, you know, this is the problem that this person is having. And you can start to divide them into different segments to better understand their needs, right? So when you go into these conversations with your customers, you should be listening more than you're speaking, right? So you want them to lead the conversation. You want them to be the ones who are sharing what the problem is that they're trying to solve. You want them to be the ones telling you, oh yeah, when I go out in the afternoon in Lagos, it's super hot, and, you know, it doesn't encourage me to go out. And then you can ask further questions and say, okay, is there anything that you've tried to help you deal with the heat, you know, things of that nature. So we just want to make sure that we're letting the customer talk so that we can really hear what it is that they're saying. Also, when you're asking your questions, you want to start wide and then you narrow in. So don't ask them like yes or no questions. Try to be more curious and, you know, ask them like, oh, so what types of clothes do you typically wear in the hot weather? Or, you know, do you have to change when you wear these clothes considering the weather? Things of that nature. And make sure that you're asking open-ended questions as well, so that they can give you a little bit more background about what it is that they're going through as well. Also, it's really important to remember during customer discovery that you need to separate facts from opinions. So if somebody tells you, for example, using the chiffon business, if somebody tells you, I don't really think it's that hot in my opinion, right? That's that person's opinion. You can proceed and ask them further, like, oh, why do you say that? Like, give me an example of when you've experienced the weather and it hasn't been that hot, right? Ask them to tell you a story about whatever the situation was, because sometimes people will share their opinion but it may not be a fact. And the way that you kind of filter that out is that you press further, you ask them for more information so that you'll be able to separate their opinion from the actual facts of the case, right? And if they say something that you don't understand, like, feel free to confirm, repeat it back to them to make sure that you're actually following, right? And what the customer discovery thing will do for you is that it will help you see if the product that you're trying to create is going to solve their problem, it's going to help them do their jobs better. And also, when you do these customer discovery calls, make sure you're not pitching to them. So don't go in there and tell them, hey, I have this chiffon dress that I've made, here's how you can buy it, this is my website. None of that. Don't sell to them, don't pitch to them. Just listen. Listen and ask questions so that you can better understand them. Also, when you go into these conversations, don't directly ask about price. So don't go in the call and say, I'm thinking about making these chiffon dresses for when it's really, really hot. How much would you pay for it? Don't do that. And you don't want to do that because in that moment, the person actually doesn't know how much they would pay for that chiffon dress, right? Because they're not experiencing the situation that's making them like have the pain. So you never want to ask directly about price. You really want to focus more on what it is that they're going through. And then you also want to ask, like, what else have you bought that, you know, has helped you solve this problem already? Because the whole goal of this customer discovery is to gain insight on your customer, right? So you want to ask, okay, are you already buying other things that help with the heat? And, you know, they tell you, oh yeah, I have like a small fan that I use. I have maybe sunscreen that I use. Or yeah, I always carry a bottle of like cold water or something. So you know, okay, this is somebody who's already open, right, to battling the heat. This is already somebody that's doing something. So you know and you understand where they're already spending their money and see if they would be willing to spend some of that money that they're already spending on your product. And then finally, at the end of your customer discovery call, make sure you ask them like two questions. Is there something that I forgot to ask? Because, you know, you're human. There might be something the customer wants to share that you haven't yet asked about. So make sure you ask them, is there something I forgot to ask you that you want to share with me about this situation? And then the very last question that's really important is to ask them, is there somebody else I should be talking to about this, right? Do you have a friend, a sister, a cousin, a grandma, an uncle that I should be talking about the situation? Maybe they'll be like, I actually have a friend who complains about the heat every single day. Like, she complains about it on her Instagram stories. She complains about it on her WhatsApp stories. I think she'd be a good person for you to talk to. And, you know, that's really good for you because you're like, perfect, that's my ideal customer, right? And then politely ask the customer to do like a warm introduction, right? To introduce you to that friend that complains about the heat all the time. And then you do it all over again with the other friend and you ask them the same questions and you gather the same research. And as you continue to do this, you get more and more data about who your customers are and you get more and more information about what kind of product would help them solve their problem. All right, thank you all so much for listening to another episode of the Business of African Fashion podcast. Again, if you're not yet part of the community, make sure you join. We would love to see you in there. I appreciate your time. Thank you for listening. I'm rooting for you all, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye.